All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Whew, I just kind of barely made it on time. Actually, I kind of didn't make it on time. Maybe I was a minute late. Okay, that's good. But I managed to get one child off to baseball and another one to a place where she needed to go. So, and here I am. So this is exciting. My name is Anita B, and this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played until 8 o'clock, from 6:30 till 8, with me, your host, Anita B. We just heard something from a friend of mine's band. They are no longer around, but I really like that song. It's called The Dance. And the band is The Radii. And The Radii consisted of five people. It was Abby, Justin, so Justin White or Justin Banal, Shane Sharp. I always talk about Shane on this show, don't I? Mick. And, Jesse. I think Jesse Ganner played the piano on that. So those guys, unfortunately, are no longer in existence, but they're really good. So the song we just heard, The Dance, is off of their, I believe it's their first record. Yeah, they had two, it looks like. Their full-length vinyl deal from, 2012. So it's 3 years ago. Yeah, there you go. All right, so this show is all Canadian, as I mentioned. And, what do I have coming up next for us? Oh, I know what I've got. This is exciting. On Bandcamp, which is where everything is, basically, I've got the Mandelbaums, if you want to say it, you know, in the most Yiddish way you can, the Mandelbaums. That would be the band that is comprised of, it's like Dylan Reistad's band. And they're playing, and I'm really excited. This is actually making me laugh. So I'm on the Mandelbaums Bandcamp site, and I like how it says right here, engineered and sequenced by Bob Sacamano. And if you know anything about the Mandelbaums or Bob Sacamano, or is it Joe on Seinfeld? These are all huge Seinfeld references. They're obviously giant. Well, Dylan must be a giant Seinfeld fan. And point of all of this is that we're going to hear a song from them. But also, here's the fun part. Friday night, they're playing. So that's exciting. So at a place called 333, which I've never been to, but I've been told it's really small. Who else is playing that night too? Oh, yeah, I'll have to play some Poor Form. So Poor Form, I think, are headlining. And you got the Mandelbaums and I think two other bands. So it's going to be a really fun night, I think. I'm sure it will be. So I'm really stoked. Now, Poor Form, maybe I'll play them next. That would be Adam of the band Needles and Pins. That would be the other band he's in. So, and I was just listening to them the other night. And really good. So I think that's how this is going to play itself out. All right. So I'm going to stop talking. And I'm here every second Wednesday, in case you like to keep score. Every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. And what are we going to hear now? Let's hear the song. This is new, too, by the way, folks. These are rough mixes that have not yet been mastered. And there's a 14 song album that is to be released in this summer, so the summer of 2015. Well, you know, maybe we'll go back a bit. Maybe let's hear, because I have played some of the stuff before. How about we'll hear the song I'm Splittin'? That one sounds good. All right, then the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this, of course, is the Mandelbaums. Sneaking suspicion to a rock and roller.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That is a band that I'm now fully like engrossed in. I love them. They are called, hold on a second here, Brat Kings, of course. I'm so excited I forgot their name. Brat Kings, yeah, they are a new band. Well, not new band, but they're newly released on Hosehead Records. So they have a 7-inch out, which is pretty rad. It is called, we heard the song there, Good Drugs. On the other side, it's Watermelons. And those guys are out of Toronto. Mind you, it says here Montreal Punk Rock. But they're also tagged as Toronto. So there must be, I'm guessing, well, they must be from both places. So yeah, that's awesome. I'm so excited with that. So there you go. That was the Brat Kings, or just Brat Kings. Okay, before that, we heard something from the local band Poor Form with the song Ain't Clean from their record called Demo. And they're playing this Friday, so go check them out at 333. And prior to Poor Form, we heard something from one of the opening bands, the Mandelbaums. We heard the song I'm Splittin' from their Bandcamp record called Macho Head Games. And there you are. My name is Anita B, and I'm here till 8, so keep listening. And I'm excited because Nervous Talk, new record out, folks. Yes, right now it's in my hands. I'm looking and touching the CD right now. And this is, what is this one here? I'm trying to see. This is Hosehead Records. What number is it? So this is put out on Hosehead Records, and if you know nothing about them, well, you're a loser. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, you are. Hosehead Records is a label run by Patrick and his buddy out of Toronto. Now, Patrick is now a West Coaster, so he's lived in Vancouver for close to a year, I guess. And he's put out so many awesome bands, some of them being Fashionism, as well as, of course, Nervous Talk. And, well, in the last band we just heard, too, Brat Kings. Now, by the way, my baseball team, I'm a member of the CITR Rad Sox, so we just played a tournament on Saturday, and it was like CITR versus Hosehead Records, CJSF, and the punk rock baseball team called the Isotopes, and Hosehead beat us, Hosehead Records, with Patrick there, beat us in sort of the semifinal game, and I was really bummed. Well, I mean, you know what, they're good guys, so I wasn't overly bummed, but because it went into extra innings, and yeah, well, into just one extra inning, and it was their home game, so they were home, and so, of course, you know, the top of the sixth, I don't think we scored at all, then, of course, the bottom, there you go, done, walk off. So there you go, so that was Nervous Talk, so you guys came in second, good for you guys. The Isotopes won, but I really have to say this much, I was surprised it was not more of a bloodbath. I really thought for sure that the Isotopes would cream everybody harsh, and they only beat us by 3 in the first game, so on some level I thought that was kind of a victory in itself, but they won, and CJSF came in fourth, so I think everybody had a good time. I had a ball, and I've never drank more beers in my entire life, I think, in one day. I don't think I have drank. I'm not even drinking now, and I can't speak properly. I have never drunk more beer, seriously, in the course of a day. Like, so the day started out, it was before noon, I was drinking, and I continued, but I didn't get like sloshy stupid, which was nice. That was good. I seemed to somehow manage to keep it together. All I do recall, though, is toward the end having problems like scoring and looking at like people. I was the coach of my team, and I'm like, okay, who's in center? I don't know. I'm just so confused. So that was that. But then, and then of course, I don't know how I did this, but the day was over at about 6:30, and then I went home, chilled for a bit, and then went right back out, and I saw Nervous Talk. Needles and Pins and Tough Age at the Astoria. And then I drank, you know, a whole more bunch of beer. And I don't know how I did that. I don't know how my body can handle that, to be honest. The next day, of course, I was wondering why I wasn't feeling so healthy. Like, I wasn't really hungover, but I was just thinking, I think I need fruit. Like, I kept thinking, I was feeling really old and just gross. So that's one way to avoid a Sunday of those feelings, is to not drink so much beer. Okay. Enough about my beer consumption. Let's talk about nervous talk. This is some good nervous talk I'm giving you all, isn't it? Let's see. We are going to hear this song. What do I have queued up? Yeah. This is so fresh. It's amazing. It's really new. First of all, there are 10 songs on this CD, which is entitled, well, it's just self-titled. And we're going to hear the song, No Invitation. No Invitation. So, there you go. Now you know how Nervous Talk did at their baseball game. They came in second. So, not Nervous. Yeah, Joel was there from Nervous Talk. And I saw another Nervous Talk guy there, I think playing for the Isotopes. All right, enough of my talking. So, let me get going here. I think I need a beer. I think that's my problem. Yeah, my body has now, my equilibrium is now that in which a beer is required to sort of, that would make me an alcoholic. That's not good. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Oh, good Lord. The station here is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. My show here is Sam Squinch's Hideaway. This is Nervous Talk.
Yeah. 27th Thursday at the Media Club, Punk Rock Trivia Night. Hosted by CITR 101.9 FM's Rocket from Russia with Rush and Tim. Come practice your punk rock nerdism. Hang out with friends, eat pizza, drink beer, and listen to punk rock hits. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. Great success.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take him in the teeth, Red Hats! Kill! Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate him, I hate him!
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
About my past romances and love affairs. Well, they were something more to me than someone else. Well, how could I have been so blind? You moved on and on, just fine without me. Without me. Well, look at all this stuff I own. So many reddies and obscurities, but they never showed me how to live my life with you or anyone. No, not anyone. I never made a friend. Both domestic and apart from the chances of me. Well, who really cares? I guess I do. But do I?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going out bowling. You can have a party. But what is the golden rule around here?
No boys.
Okay, Dad.
It's all right. Have a good time. Come on, Muffin. Let's go. Rock on, girls.
Good night, Mr. Mulligan.
Better than simple.
to the north.
All right, from their 2000 record, that was the Smugglers with the song Rosie, which is the title track from their record there. Put out on Mint. Yes. Oh, I miss the Smugglers. Oh, I hope each and every single one of you are old enough to have actually experienced them like firsthand live for yourself. Because holy moly, they put on the best show I think ever. I think probably out of local Vancouver bands like the Smugglers, they take top prize for sure. So good. Okay, that was the Smugglers. Then before that we heard the Transmitters. Now there is a Smugglers connection there, because the Transmitters, you have Bryce the drummer was previously one of the drummers in the Smugglers, and then you also have Jeffrey McCloy, who had played bass in the Smugglers as well, on some of their tours, I believe. So there you go. That was the Transmitters from their Live a Little More EP released back in 2008. We heard this song by the same name. So we heard Live a Little More. And then Bum. Actually, hey, there's a whole connection there, folks. I did not even mean to do that. Okay, so we heard something from Bum. We heard Your Disciple from their record Wanna Smash Sensation from, I want to say like 93-ish. 94, right around there. And the sort of thread between Bum and the Smugglers would be Nick. Now, Nick is the guitar player in the Smugglers, and I believe he went on tour with Bum, possibly to Spain. Yeah, so he toured with Bum also. There you go. And that's that. Now, the time is 7:09. My name is Anita B. This is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. And hey, if you want to call me, you can. But please be nice, be kind. The number here is 604-822-CITR. And you can request something. It has to be Canadian. And it has to be good. Because if it sucks, I won't play it. And if it's not Canadian, I just won't play it either. So there you go, folks. All right, now my show here is only every second Wednesday, FYI. Oh, hey, let's find out what's going on in the weather. Let's do that. Now, the mouse on this computer is not really working very well. So it's like I'm drunk, but I'm not. But it's like I'm moving it around and it's not going anywhere I would want it to go. So, all right, let's see what we got here. Hey, it's currently 16, folks. Look at that. It's 16 degrees. It's quite nice. And it's sunny. All right, today's Wednesday. So tomorrow is Thursday with a high of 18. Wow, that's nice. It's sunny with a high of 18? That's sweet. All right, now let's see what's going on. So tomorrow night, the low is 9. And what else is going on here? Hold on one sec, folks. Here we go. Let's go a little further into the weekend. So tomorrow's Thursday, high of 18. Friday, holy moly, high of 21 and sunny. Oh my goodness, it's summer. Oh yes. Saturday, mainly sunny with 21. And Sunday, it's full on sunny with 21. Oh, sweet. I'm very happy. The sun makes me happy, and so does warm weather. So that's good. All right. You know what else makes me happy? Tough Age. I love Tough Age. Just saw them the other night. They were playing at the Astoria with Needles and Pins opening. When I say opening, Needles and Pins were like one of five bands, I think. And please, really, whoever books shows like that, just don't do it. Please. Like, I've spoken to so many people. It's not just me. You really should not have more than three bands on a bill. I firmly believe that. I will back it up. I think that is all we need to see in terms of musical, you know, guests. That's it. Three. Now, four, you know, I'm not going to like totally freak out if there's four bands. And it seems like most shows lately are comprised seemingly of four bands, which is too many. But okay, I'll deal with it. But five, don't. not long ago, there was a show where there were six bands. I'm just like, why? Like, really, what's the point? I don't know. Okay. So let's go on. Let's listen to some Tough Age. I will stop complaining. So for example, Tough Age, we're just playing on what? Was it Saturday night? And they were like the last of five bands. And I think people are just like, I'm tired. Like, just like want to go home, you know? But I mean, they had a good crowd. I will say that much. Here we are, Tough Age. Let's hear the song, Oh, Sea of White. Let's hear that. This is off their record released, 2 years ago or so on Mint Records. Here we go. This is Tough Age. This station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
All right, that right there was Wolf Parade. I love that song. That is from 2005. It's a Sub Pop release entitled Apologies to the Queen Mary. The song is Shine a Light. Now, Wolf Parade, if you know nothing about them, let's see. Those guys are out of Montreal. Originally, they're from, like, BC. You had Dan Beckner from the island and Spencer Krug from, like, the interior. Then they ended up moving out to Montreal and then hooked up, formed a band, and there you go, Wolf Parade. Now, the band is no longer, or they're on a permanent hiatus, one or the other, and there you go. Awesome. Now, before Wolf Parade, we heard something, or actually two songs from the Pointed Sticks, so from the late 70s, early 80s. Those guys, amazing. You just cannot go wrong with the Pointed Sticks. Now, here's of interest, before I tell you what songs we heard. The Pointed Sticks are actually playing a show with Bomb. No joke. So if you know anything about those bands, I mean, two legendary bands of yesteryear. And they're actually playing in Victoria. So that really sucks for me. I mean, good for you, Victorians. But if you want to check out the Pointed Sticks and Bomb, my God, like I should like take a ferry over. They're playing soon together. I just saw it on Facebook and I was just like, what? So anyways, so I don't know the date. It's coming up soonish, though, so check that out. Anyways, from the record Perfect Youth, we heard Real Thing. And from the record Part of the Noise, we heard What Do You Want Me to Do? Now, that song is of interest to myself because the Smugglers do a really good cover of that as well. Yeah, All right. Baby, baby. All right. Before that, we heard Inherent Vices with the song. Oh, I love that song. Bummer Summer. That's off of their record, Terrible Visions, from a couple of years ago. I just saw Inherent Vices like the other week at the Railway. And that's another example, folks, of when you have like way too many bands on a bill. There were at least four bands in that bill. And by the time, and I was there mostly to see Inherent Vices. By the time those guys were on, like, everybody had left, which was kind of a shame, right? Oh, yeah. But they're awesome, so go check out Inherent Vices if you can. They are a three-piece, yeah, and they're pretty punk rock. Like, they really rock it. Yes. All right, the time is 7:29. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here actually without a guest, without a buddy, which is fine because I'm actually really enjoying myself. I'm having a good time playing this music. I mean, I always do, don't get me wrong. But the other week I had Karina on, which was fun. She was here just my last show. I've had the lovely CJ on. He was an awesome co-host. Come on back, CJ, anytime you'd like. Who else? I've had lots of people. So if you're my friend, just tell me anytime. I'd love to bring you down. It's always fun to have people. But today I'm kind of enjoying myself, which is, okay. All right, so let's move on with more Canadian music. I'm here, by the way, until 8 o'clock. We are going to play a classic, a song I love, one of my more favorite songs. I am talking about the song Gore Vale from Deadly Snakes. These guys are so killer. Sadly, they are no longer. They're out of Toronto. They were out of Toronto. What can I tell you? They were a big band. There were a lot of guys on stage with, like, if I remember correctly, do I want to say a trumpet? Or at least a saxophone. There were like brass instruments involved. Total garage rock band. This song, not quite as sort of, representative of their sound, if you will. But this song is so amazing, Gore Vale. It's from their record released back in 2005 called Porcella. And it's about suicide. Yeah, sad. But from what I know, those guys are still around. So we're good. Okay. All right, so let's hear the Deadly Snakes. This is Gore Vale, and the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
If I go Vale in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil, I would find in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchens sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame. There is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my head. Was fire engine red, and all the black gods they sang.
ba 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 da ba. What am I for? What am I for? If not to lie among the palms. What am I for? What am I for? If not to sing another song. What am I for? What am I for? If not to paint the walls with blood. What am I for? What am I for? If
Kingpin, Narcotics King, Big Time Racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV?
Sunday, mate! The Main Street Vinyl Fair. Over 50,000 records. With vinyl spinning DJs, the knights of the turntable. One table per vendor means only the best stuff at the best prices. Discover rare records and stock up on bargain classics. In support of CITR 11.9 FM, Safe Amp, and Girls Rock Amp Vancouver. Sunday, May 10th at the Heritage Hall.
All right, that was awesome. That was the band Fun 100 from around the year 2006 or so, right around that point. We heard the song Hot Popular Girl from their record Hit It and Quit. Now, if it sounds vaguely familiar, it's because Ryan, the lead singer, is from the B-Lines. That would be, yeah, so Ryan Dick. And I believe his brother, too, Bruce, was in Fun 100, I'm sure. So I'm just making that up. I never saw them live, but back when, I've done this show forever. I've done this show since like 2003. And back when, I used to play those guys a lot. I love Fun 100. They're so good. So go to their Bandcamp site, because for a while I was like digging, looking for Fun 100 stuff, and I couldn't find it. And not that long ago, they actually put stuff up, so I was like really excited. All right, there we go. Now before Fun 100, we heard Lady Hawk. From their 2008 record, Shots. The song is I Don't Always Know What You're Talking About. Sorry, that's not the name of the song. I don't know what I'm talking about. I Don't Always Know What You're Saying. That's what's going on there. Lady Hawk, they're still around. They've been around for a while. And did I just see them recently? Did I? I feel like I should have. No? Didn't. I guess it was like the end of December. All right. Okay. There you go. Before that, we heard the Deadly Snakes out of Toronto, who are no longer. We heard the song Gore Vale from their record Porcella, released, holy moly, 10 years ago. I can't believe that. All right. The lead singer there of the Deadly Snakes shares a name with a Major League Baseball player. Yes, he does. Now, what's his name? I'm trying to remember. I should know this. What is his name? I just know he shares a name. And of course, every time I'm on air, and if I want to say something of importance, it kind of goes away. So look him up and you will realize that they share a name. All right. Now the time is already 7:46. Oh my goodness. So Sam Squanch's Hideaway is heading toward the end of the game. We are getting, we're kind of like at the sort of bottom of the eighth, if you will, baseball terminology. Val is coming up soon. Val with her show Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10, and then from 10 until 11, we have the Sultry Sexy Show, which is sexy in Van City. Yes, we do. It's all about sex, folks. So listen in. All right. Strange Things. Is that what? No, what am I playing next? I think I might be playing, yeah, this is what I'm going to play. I'm going to play a band called The Pretties. They're local. And then I'm going to play another song from a local band called Strange Things. Strange Things consists of Robin from Fashionism. I'm doing the connections of all the bands I've played. So, yeah. So anyways, let's hear something from this band called The Pretties. They recently opened for a show. Oh, they opened for Nervous Talk. That's right. And apparently they have a sax player. I heard this on baseball day, on the baseball tournament day. Everyone was going on like, you know, hey, they had a sax player. And apparently everyone liked the sax player. So, you know, it could be a little hit or miss, but there we go. Okay, let's see what I got here. Let me stop that. Okay, so this is a band called The Pretties. They're local, and we're going to hear this song, Kayla the Cat Killer. That sounds good. And, my name is Anita B. This is my show. I'm here until 8, as I mentioned, and it's all Canadian music, folks. And I think I'll talk to you before I'm gone. Okay. Anyways, The Pretties on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Get out of the room! You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakuya, Talitin, Homusqueam, Mustail.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was Strange Things with the song Gather Believers. You can find that on their Bandcamp site. That was a good song. I really enjoyed that. We heard the Pretties in there before that with Kayla the Cat Killer, also from their Bandcamp site. Val is on in 4 more minutes. She will be here until 10. That would be Val Cormier with her show, Folk Oasis. That gives us 4 minutes, folks. 4 minutes for me to play music. And it's, well, I'm saying that because I'm kind of like, what should I play? I've actually kind of run out of stuff. So I'm like now literally like seat of my pants. Like, okay, what do I want to play? And it's funny because I'm like, I don't know. Why? I have 4 minutes. I could just keep talking. I could talk. Yeah, why don't I talk? 3 more minutes, folks. Okay, we have 3 minutes. And I don't have any songs. But I did enjoy my show. I thought that was actually a fun show. Again, I'll be back in 2 more weeks with it. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Oh, and actually, it looks like CJ Brabant, the lovely CJ, will be, looks like he's going to be co-hosting with me. So yay, CJ. He'll be in, that would be 2 weeks at 6:30. Now, CJ is in a band called The Repossessors, so you should listen to those guys because they're awesome. And I do have to say, I was really attempting and intending to go to the most recent Repossessors shows. But one night was my kids, and I can't not watch my kids. I cannot be a mom to my kids. And then the other night was, I feel something else was going on. So I hope your show was good there, CJ. What else? Did I go see a show recently? I feel like I did. Oh, yeah. That was Needles and Pins. I could play some Needles and Pins really quickly. Why don't I do that? Needles and Pins. Needles, Pins. You know what my favorite song of theirs is? Only Call Me When You're Drunk. That song is killer. So that's what we'll do. So look at that. Uh-huh. Look at that. 3 minutes, and we got 3 minutes. That's it, folks. Listen, thanks for listening.
You only call me when you're drunk.